Ealdorman Odda was plainly frightened. Ubba, after all, was a renowned Danish chieftain, a man who had ranged across long seas to give great slaughter, and now Odda was forced to confront him. He did his best to sound defiant, retorting that he would stay where he was and put his faith in the one true God. "Then I shall kill you," Ubba answered.
"You may try," Odda said.
It was a feeble response, and Ubba spat in scorn. He was about to turn away, but then I spoke and needed no interpreter. "Guthrum's fleet is gone," I said. "Njord reached from the deep, Ubba Lothbrokson, and he snatched Guthrum's fleet down to the seabed. All those brave men are gone to Ran and Aegir." Ran was Njord's wife, and Aegir the giant who guarded the souls of drowned men. I brought up my hammer charm and held it up. "I speak the truth, Lord Ubba," I said. "I watched that fleet die, and I saw its men go under the waves." He stared at me with his flat, hard eyes, and the violence in his heart was like the heat of a forge. I could feel it, but I could also sense his fear, not of us, but of the gods. He was a man who did nothing without a sign from the gods, and that was why I had talked of the gods when I spoke about the fleet's drowning. "I know you," he growled, pointing at me with two fingers to avert the evil of my words. "And I know you, Ubba Lothbrokson," I said, and I let go of the charm and held up three fingers. "Ivar dead," I folded one finger down, "Halfdan dead," the second finger, "and only you are left. What did the runes say? That by the new moon there will be no Lothbrok brother left in Midgard?" I had touched a nerve, as I intended to, for Ubba instinctively felt for his own hammer charm. Odda's priest was translating, his voice a low murmur, and the Ealdorman was staring at me with wide, astonished eyes.